And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show is down south of Birmingham, way up north of Huntsville. We're like from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure, covering down on some ground and conservative all the way. Hey, before I go any further, let me just remind you guys, you've heard me talk about my friends at the law firm of Riley and Jackson. So they truly are my friends. I know them well. We've worked on cases together. We worked on issues together. When I say that, just go ahead and take it from me that they are not only right on the law, they're right on politics too, if you know what I'm saying. But Riley and Jackson, based in Birmingham, but they also work statewide. So Riley and Jackson has got this thing going right now. They're one of the firms in Alabama working on this Camp Lejeune water contamination case. If you were ever at, stationed at, or doing, you know, training or TDY at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina between 1953 and 1987, you may well have been exposed to what has been confirmed to have been water contaminants that caused up to 19 different illnesses. Riley and Jackson is working those cases. A number of Right Side listeners have already called them, they tell me, and they're already on board helping them out. They will not charge you for a call. But they got another thing they're working on that they said, hey, Phil, make sure you tell your folks about this. I mean, they're taking like multiple decades of legal service helping make people whole in the face of other people's negligence. One of the things they're working on more often lately is if you were a firefighter, or if you, by the way, were in the military working with firefighting foam, you may have been exposed to a contaminant that is carcinogenic in that firefighting foam. They're working those issues also. They will not charge you for the phone call. They will not do anything or get paid anything until they get a claim for you. Here's the number, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Okay, I am moving. I'm gonna do it. I'm going, Boomer, I'm doing the third dipper, man. We will not go to Thanksgiving without hitting the third dipper.
The third dipper.
All right. You guys have heard me talk about ESG in investments, right? Now, it's in investments. It's in banking. It's so often now in the regulatory world. ESG has become like the smokescreen for basically saying, go out there and fight for the liberal agenda and use somebody else's money to do it. That's what it is. I just coined that right now as we sit here, Boomer. I just did.
Ding.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's using other people's money to fight for a liberal agenda. You may have a 401k or a state retirement plan, and you don't believe in the Green New Deal, and you don't believe in same-sex marriage. You would never support BLM rioting. You don't believe in government overreach on regulatory burdens. But because your portfolio manager uses ESG investing, they're reaching into plans with your money to support those concepts. Huh. Or they're investing your dollars in companies that may not be as profitable because they're so busy being woke. Huh. That's what ESG does. ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. It's basically the concept that it is more important for a corporation or a financier to make a statement than it is for them to be profitable, which flies in the face of the market, flies in the face of free market concepts and capitalism, flies in the face of the idea that you were entrusted with a fiduciary obligation to take someone else's money that invested in your company and make a return on their investment profitable. That's not as important now. If you're an ESG-based company, or financier, or portfolio manager, your main concern is, are they fighting fossil fuels? Are they supporting the LGBTQ agenda? All right, so just so you know, some states are fighting back. I talked about the 10th Amendment earlier. News here from News Observer in Idaho. Idaho lawmakers are working on additional ESG legislation. says potential new laws intended to limit state investments or contracts with companies that factor in such things as climate change and workers' rights will likely be introduced in the upcoming state legislative session in Idaho. Republican Representative Barbara Ehart, in a presentation to the Federalism Committee said, the draft legislation is underway. Conservative lawmakers tend to view the strategy with suspicion, saying, quote, Ehart said, ESG truly is antithetical to our American way of life, to our Constitution. It is not free market. I believe it is one of the key talking points you'll hear us continue to move forward with. So, bottom line is, states can have a say in this, and multiple states have. Multiple states have. But just so you know, the reason why I bring this up today is there's some new stuff out there. That was a new story, by the way. That was dated yesterday in Idaho. So, state of Alabama, lawmakers in our state legislature, realize we're looking at you. You may want to pass something on banning ESG investing in state retirement plans. Please, thank you very much. You may want to ban the idea of punitive measures being taken against Alabama companies. Just saying. But just know this. The Biden administration just cleared the way for ESG and 401ks, reversing some Trump rules that had restricted it. Go figure. Now, by the way, let me just put this in there. BlackRock is one of the world's largest financial money managers. BlackRock has become one of those entities that is bigger than it ever should have been. BlackRock executives have gone from working for the Obama administration to working for BlackRock to now working in the Biden administration. You heard me. One of the chief financial advisors to President Biden is a most recent BlackRock executive. Huh. Take that into consideration when I read you this article from Washington Examiner dated yesterday. The Labor Department cleared the path for employers to consider environmental, social, and governance principles when choosing investment funds for their 401k plans. So what they're saying here is your employer group can say, well, we're a liberal company. We got to show we're a liberal company. Huh, how do we do that? Let's take our employee benefits, our retirement plans. Yeah, and let's choose one that's make sure it's ESG. Well, what you're supposed to be doing, whether you match it or not, is providing your employees with a benefit that's profitable. Why is that so hard? It says the move, which was announced on Tuesday, rolls back restrictions that had been put in place during the Trump administration that made ESG considerations more challenging for employers. The final rule on the matter will take effect in 60 days. They have to allow some time for public comment, I believe. It says the change is part of a broader push in favor of the ESG movement that has pleased Democrats and earned derision from Republicans. The previous restrictions, quote, unnecessarily restrained plan fiduciaries' ability to weigh ESG factors. Huh, said the Labor Department under the Biden administration, who has a BlackRock executive advising the president. The change is welcome news for those involved in pushing for ESG investing, which includes major financial institutions such as BlackRock. Other agencies, including the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, have also pitched rules aimed at expanding the ESG movement. That's what it is. It's a movement. It's the idea that policy-driven investing is more important than profit-driven investing. It's absolutely antithetical to common sense. Why would you do that? Why would you say, you know what? Now, by the way, if you want to buy, if you want to support the Green New Deal, then go contribute to Greenpeace. But get out of my portfolio. If you want to support LGBTQ agenda, give some money to the Human Rights Campaign. But get out of my retirement plan. You have no business there. And states, by the way, are pulling out left and right of BlackRock and other ESG portfolio managers. They're like, wait a minute. You're taking taxpayer dollars that we put into that plan for our employees, and you're doing what with it? You're sending out all kinds of advertising saying how woke you are, and you're dissing on the oil and gas industry, which, by the way, is profitable. And then, oh, by the way, places like Texas that rely upon oil and gas exploration and that industry for their actual state economy, they're like, wait a minute, we're not going to have you. We're not going to have you doing this. You're actually working against our economy with our state retirement plans. We're not doing it. And so they're taking action. Here's the thing. it's already becoming burdensome. Now, $4 million is nothing to Goldman Sachs. $4 million, they got that in the couch cushions in the break room at Goldman Sachs. But storyline here on Financial Times dated yesterday, Goldman Sachs to pay a $4 million penalty over its ESG fund claims. What we have here is basically a $4 million penalty levied by the Securities and Exchange Commission against Goldman Sachs because it was not ESG enough. But see, what they're saying is that they made claims to be ESG friendly, but their claims didn't really match their actions. So the SEC came in and penalized them to the tune of $4 million. It says Goldman Sachs has agreed to pay a $4 million penalty over U.S. regulatory charges that the bank's asset management division misled customers about ESG investments. The settlement highlights a widening clampdown on potentially unsupported claims by financial groups when it comes to socially conscious investment products. God almighty. According to the SEC, Goldman also failed to adopt written policies and procedures governing how it would evaluate ESG factors. In other words, in legal parlance, we have a thing we call puffery. That's when someone says something about their product or their business, and it was kind of hyped up. What they're saying is, yeah, so the SEC says Goldman engaged in ESG puffery. There's your new word, puffery. Puffery means they were bragging and it wasn't all true. In other words, they weren't ESG enough. The article here points out the fine for Goldman is more than double the $1.5 million that was assessed against BNY Mellon Bank earlier this year for allegedly misstating and omitting information about its ESG considerations. So the SEC, man, oh boy, the weaponization of government. Hey, you said you were ESG. We don't think you're ESG enough. Yeah, you're paying the piper now. That's what's happening. The Biden administration with BlackRock executives sitting in there giving financial advice has just rolled back Trump-era regulations that now make it easier for ESG to be a part of your employer's retirement plan. The SEC is levying fines and penalties against companies that aren't ESG enough. And meanwhile, states are looking around going, what the heck? These are our public dollars on our state retirement plans, and you're doing what with them? It's supposed to be a return on your investment that's profitable. And if you're more worried about the Green New Deal than you are about profits for your investors, you're totally missing your fiduciary obligations. Boomer, take us to a break, man. Hey, if we got a caller on the line, tell them we'll have to get them right after the break, all right, if they can hang on. Yeah, we'll take the break right now. We'll come right back, wrap up the day, heading into Turkey Day. Hope you guys are ready for some eating, some gobbling. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, going to the phones, I got two people on the line, both of them. We got a few minutes left, so let me see if I can get both calls in. We're talking about ESG. Is that Jeff on line one? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Today instead of in traffic.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah. Hey, you know, when you go up against stupidity like this stuff and BlackRock and everything, you got to do it like when in Rome, you do as the Romans do, you know. Basically, let's start boycotting BlackRock and any company that goes with ESG. We can just do like the Democrats. We can go out there and protest and blockade it or whatever you want to do it.
I totally agree. I had something, I did a segment yesterday, you may have heard it, Go Woke, Go Broke, and one of the ones that I read said that BlackRock has lost billions in assets because of this and is like their stock is down, I want to say 30%, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, Who wants to invest their money into something that's not going to ever return a profit? I mean, why would you invest at all?
I mean, isn't that the point? It's supposed to be the point, right? But
I think we need to start the anti-stupidity league or whatever, kind of like the Jewish anti-defamation league, you know, because there need to be something for intelligent people to have out there.
The ASL, the anti-stupidity league. The only problem is you can't cure stupid. That's the problem.
Well, no, but you can sure protest it and blockade it, I guess, or.
I reckon that's true. And what I do like, though, is that states have been pulling out of groups like BlackRock left and right here of late. So hopefully they're going to feel the pinch. But right now they don't seem to care. But, well, listen, Jeff, man, you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm glad you're not on the road right now. And you take care. And to you and yours, have a happy one, all right?
You have the same now, Phil.
Thanksgiving. Right. Take care. All right, let me jump over to line two. Is that Nate? Yeah, Nate from Newmarket. Nate, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Phil. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to have to call you out on something you said. You said the SEC, you led people to believe that the SEC fined this company for not being ESG invested enough. That's not what they fined them for. They fined them for lying to the people who were stupid enough to be interested in investing in ESG.
Well, I think what I said was the legal term is often used is called puffery. They were saying that they were doing more than they were doing. And the SEC went in there and audited them for SEG compliance and found them to not be doing as much as the SEC believed they should have been doing based upon what they've been saying.
Well, that's my point. That's exactly. But there at the end, you said it was because they weren't invested enough in ESG.
Well, let me ask you, though. Do you think that's a good job for the SEC to go in there and say, hey, you're running woke commercials on TV, but you're not green enough?
No. What I think it is a good idea is for the SEC to lie to those companies that lie to investors. And I think that's the real issue is these companies think they can get away with lying to investors.
Well, you realize this was a settlement agreement. Rather than go to court and have to deal with all the issues there, there was no admission of guilt on the part of Goldman Sachs. They agreed to a settlement just to get the SEC out of their hair so they could move on. So $4 million to them is like $40 to you and me. But there was no admission of guilt here. I really think that what this is the SEC going in and saying, we don't think you were as ESG enough. We don't think you were the ESG you said you were. We think you ought to pay $4 million. Well, and Goldman said, okay, we'll do it just to get you out of here.
Well, and I would agree with you. I think the SEC, if they did that, they took the easy way out. They should have charged them and made them admit guilt.
I don't. I think that's a waste of the SEC. SEC is not there for that. The SEC is there to make sure that the Securities and Exchange Commission is actually making sure that people are investing and that their fiduciary obligations are being met. The idea that ESG needs to be involved at all in SEC compliance is, to me, a misnomer of what the free market is about. I think you're totally missing the point.
No, and I think you're convoluting the point. The issue is not whether they were ESG invested or not, whether they were fined, whether they admitted guilt or whatever else. The issue was that they were lying, or as you put it, puffery, to the investors.
No, the issue was that the SEC thought they were lying. Goldman Sachs never admitted to it. Goldman Sachs says, we'll pay it just to get out of here. The SEC thought they were lying. And listen, I can't talk about this all day because we're about to hit the final moments of the show here, but the reality is this. No, I disagree with you, Nate. I mean, you apparently you want there to be Green New Deals and LGBTQ agendas in portfolios, and you believe the SEC's job is to make sure that people are sticking in there.
No, I don't.
Sounds like. All right, Nate, thanks for the call. We got to move on. Final minute. All right, listen, folks, bottom line is this. ESG is a lie of the devil. If you think that for a minute what is best for your money is for someone to be investing in Green New Deal, then go give a donation to Greenpeace. The SEC has no business whatsoever auditing for some company to see whether or not they were as green as they said they were. I mean, the end result is this. ESG should not be a part of portfolio management, period. It shouldn't be part of the lending practices. If you want to be a woke corporation and run advertisements, that's fine. Do it at the risk of your investors, but don't make your investors be held captive to it. And the SEC, they need to get out of the business of enforcing penalties related to whether or not you were as green as you said you were. And again, Goldman Sachs, there was no admission of guilt. Wow, here we go. Turkey Day tomorrow.
Turkey
Listen,
Day.
Folks, you guys have a great one. Boomer and I will be with you. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you soon.